morning, good evening, and good night. Wherever you are in the world today, my name is Carol Martindale, and I'm the editor-in-chief here at The Nation, and we are On Point. Today, I've named my podcast, Wither the Worker.
This podcast is brought to you by eWallet by MasiCard.
MasiCard credit card has gone digital. Download the new eWallet by MasiCard app that gives MasiCard credit card holders more power to pay bills, earn Masi points, send credit, and so much more. Easy, instant, and secure from your smartphone. Go digital with the free eWallet by MasiCard app, now available on Google Play or the Apple App Store.
To get started or find out more, call the MasiCard hotline at 418-CARD. That's 418-2273.
We have a special general conference with the National Union of Public Workers. I read in our newspaper just yesterday that the meeting will now be held at the Lloyd Erskine Sandyford Center. Now, if you've been following our stories of recent, whether it's in the paper or across social media, you would realize that there's quite a lot happening in the union. There's a war of words. There are changes coming. There's a resolution that's going to be taking place tomorrow, a special general conference to vote on this resolution. And this really surrounds the issue where some members are looking to appoint Akani McDowell, who now serves as president, as the secretary general of the NUPW. Now, we haven't heard a lot from some others. We've heard a lot from Akani himself, Mr. McDowell, but I am concerned with everything going on, and here's why. I have no doubt that what is happening is critical for the union to make sure it is functioning effectively and properly. To me, it seems like a lot of fighting, not just the infighting. It's almost like a fight for power. Those are my words. But my question is, at the end of it, are we really looking out for the well-being of our workers? I believe that's the mandate of the union, to look out for workers. There is so much happening in this society right now that affects workers. Are they being properly represented and effectively so? We're in a COVID environment. People have been losing jobs since last March when COVID came to Barbados, hit Barbados. Thousands are on the breadline. And still today, what's happening with them? Are unions fighting for these workers in the way that they should? Or are they focused so much, particularly the NUPW in this instance, on the infighting that's going on that we the public see? We also have the issue that my colleague and columnist, Michelle Russell, an esteemed lawyer, spoke about in a podcast that was aired earlier this week. There's the issue with vaccines and employers, some seemingly coercing workers to take the vaccine. That's another issue that I believe the union needs to be paying attention to and addressing and putting workers' minds at rest. We recently also heard about the increase in food prices. There's going to be a hike in food prices. How are we dealing with that? If the workers are on the breadline, how can they afford the increased prices? Those are the issues that are bread and butter issues that need to be addressed. Are we doing enough to help workers navigate these new labor waters, as I say, in these COVID times? Are we doing the best that we can do and the most that we can as well? How can a union be effectively representing workers and workers' rights when you have so many cracks in your own house? As I said, I have no doubt that these are critical internal matters that need to be addressed if you are to properly defend and represent workers. But to air this linen in public is a problem. You will not get the confidence of your constituents, i.e. your workers, if this is the road the union is going down. Now, I don't know. I'm not a mind reader. I'm not a soothsayer. I have no idea how this will end up. But I pray that at the end of that meeting, differences are resolved and workers become the focal point of everything that is done. I was fortunate enough to get a copy or stumble upon a copy of the resolution. In part, it reads, the direction of the union is changing to move from activities centered on the traditional concerns of wages and working conditions to understanding a wider range of employment issues in a larger economic context. It also says the union needs to be more active at the social partnership with, rather, the national employment policy stakeholders and build coalitions with other like-minded organizations. It's also going to be required to respond to international issues impacting the union, including globalization, climate change, technology, which then obviously would force them to build capacity and expertise in the organizations. These are all lofty goals and objectives. It means that you're going to have a broader perspective on things happening outside of Barbados that would no doubt impact on what is happening here. I have a problem, though, with the rest of the resolution as well. It hits out at the current acting general secretary and his performance. It also touts the qualities of the current president. Now, again, I have no problem with people pointing out differences, but let us stick with what the fundamental issues are. Let us understand what our role is. Let us understand what our objectives are as well. This resolution is also to provide for the General Secretary to be a full-time paid officer appointed by the National Council and shall hold office until during the pleasure of the union, it says. It also noted that whereas Rule 22 provides the rules of the union may be amended or repealed only by two-thirds majority of members voting at any general conference, meeting or meeting of the union. The resolution concludes that in accordance with Rule 22, that Rule 12A be suspended for 1 year and the president become the general secretary, hereon referred to as secretary general, for 4 years as a full-time paid officer of the union appointed by the National Conference, effective immediately. Now, I've read in another section of the press the acting general secretary's comments where he says he has already retained the services of a lawyer to deal with some of the matters raised in the resolution, and that is his right to do so. He also indicated that the signatories to the petition brought by Natalie Murray could be in legal hot water based on any defamatory comments made in the document. These are serious matters, and it seems like the union is quite prepared to air some laundry in the public domain. But while it does that, I beg of the union an appeal. Do not lose sight of your main objective. I cannot stress this enough. Your base is the workers. You have to be looking out for your workers and workers' rights and the well-being of workers, particularly in this day when so much has been lost. COVID has ripped at the hearts, the pride, the soul of many workers in this country who need help. Genuinely so. You know, you read in the newspaper almost every day of people who are fighting for their rights, fighting for basic needs, whether it is to keep a roof over their heads, for food. They're fighting for their families. And I believe that no matter how this resolution concludes, a primary focus has to be on the workers. What is right for the workers of this country? And I would say in closing, that must be the primary goal and objective. Whatever happens, However this resolution ends, however that meeting ends, I would suggest that at the heart of everything discussed, you must put the workers first. This is Carol Martindale, and today we have been On Point.